Okay. Would you ever say I couldn't find near one?
I didn't even find one.
Okay. But what would you use that expression, narrow one?
That's a kind of an old-fashioned word. Not narrow one. That's a way back kind of word.
Uh-huh. Do you ever use that word?
Hardly ever. Sometimes I do.
Uh-huh. Okay. Have you done anything wrong? No?
Try to do right.
Okay. Someone breaks something of yours and apologizes, and so you say, oh, that's all right, I didn't like it.
I didn't. It's plumb all right, clean more, something like that.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it, but it'll be all right.
Okay.
Is that about all right?
Okay. And there's another expression that could go on the end of that. Oh, that's all right, I didn't like it.
A bit.
Okay. Did he give you some of that? No, he didn't give me.
A bit of it.
Okay. Would you ever say he didn't give me none?
Well, that's the proper way. He didn't give me none.
Okay. He'll probably do it. He'll do it.
Probably will.
Okay.
Later.
Would you ever say apt is not or like is not?
Apt is not. He will.
Uh-huh. Okay. What's a word for trenches that are cut by a plow?
A gutter, ain't that what it is?
Well, no, that's another word that's when you're getting a field ready to plant things in it, to sow things.
Oh, you're
plowing.
Throwing out your cornrows.
Yeah.
Throwing out
your
land.
They're little, when the plow is
going
down, little
pieces. A middle buster. You bust the middles.
Yeah, that's right. And so then on either side,
it's all just alike.
Well, what do you call the little heaps of dirt?
Well, that's a bulk.
What's it called?
A bulk.
A bulk?
And you plow here, leaves a little strip of land. You bust that bulk to flare out and bust the manure.
Okay. let's see, when we remove the shrubs, trees, and briars from the land, you say we what the land.
We clean the land.
Last year they raised a big what of wheat.
Big crop of wheat.
What do you call the second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and it grows back.
Well, that's the... I wouldn't know that. I know what you mean, but
But you don't have a special word
for it? No, I don't have a special word for it. It grew up the second time and you cut it the second time, about all I'd know.
Okay. Would you describe what the word farrow means, or farrow, does that... A farrow?
A farrow?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a farrow of pigs, well, that's about all I know. Farrow of pigs, or farrow of something like that.
Okay. What do you call some wheat that's been tied up together?
Well, it's bundles of wheat.
Okay. And let's see, I don't know exactly how this works. When the wheats might be cut and then tied up into a bundle, and then what?
Stacked.
Uh-huh.
Then when it dries, it's thrashed.
Uh-huh.
And it's cracked in there, it's husked, and then made flour out of it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see, you said, let's see. When oats are harvested, they're thrashed, and so you say the oats, what?
The oats,
Would you say the oats is thrashed, or the oats are thrashed?
We thrash the oats.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're done and thrashed.
Okay. Suppose that there are four of us working together, and a certain job has to be done, four of us. And so if he and she won't do it, then who has to
we have it to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we are who and who?
Well,
not he and she, but...